Aspyrus, passion for excellence, compassion for people. It's time for Aspyrus Health Talk. Here's Melanie Cole.
If you have concerns about the ability of an aging parent or a relative to live independently, you may want to investigate assisted living, and sooner rather than later. My guest today is Sherry Meyer. She's a certified social worker in admissions and marketing for senior care services at Aspyrus Health. Welcome to the show, Sherry. So what do you tell people when they say they want to start looking at assisted living facilities for their loved ones? What do you tell them is the most important thing to do first?
Well, the most important thing is to look at certain criteria that one might need, an individual might need for assisted living. They offer an array of different services. I often, at Aspyrus here, encourage our families and our patients to create what we've created is like a checklist for our patients to go through. What are they considering? Do they need, are they looking at a certain atmosphere, certain physical features? One thing that's wonderful about our facilities here with our two assisted living on campus is that we do have an attached hospital, urgent care, pharmacy, many other services that are attached right on our campus here. So we kind of have a continuum of care, which I feel is important with our patients, that they can age in place.
So how do you tell people about the difference between home care and maybe having a caregiver come and live in as opposed to moving to an assisted living community?
Well, an assisted living offers 24 hours a day care, 7 days a week, and we are able to assist with many other things where home care maybe could just come in. Not that that's not a great service as well, but they may not be able to offer the level of care that individual may need, where an assisted living can have someone there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, provide, you know, the meals and snacks and assist with medications in a secure and safe setting.
So what are some of the red flags? If they start touring assisted living, what do you tell them to look for?
We encourage our families to certainly contact us and come and take a tour. We like to talk with families again when they walk into a residence. What is the outward appearance? When they come in for a tour, are the staff friendly? Is there someone available when they walk in that's greeting them? The physical features, is it well designed for what that individual may need? The floor plan's easy to follow. You know, if it has a second floor, are there elevators readily accessible? Are entrances and exits clearly marked? When they walk in, is it pleasant? Is there music playing? Do the other individuals living there seem like they're enjoying themselves? Also, what activities programmings do they provide? We encourage our tenants and residents to stay as active as possible. We'd like to see them remain as independent as possible.
Do you think assisted living homes have changed? Because back in the day, you would go in and you would look to see if they smelled like urine or if there were people sitting in wheelchairs in the hallways, and if, you know, and it seems now that these are much nicer, cleaner looking places.
And they are indeed. Our assisted livings here in our Aspyrus campus are very appealing with many amenities. We're finding that the aging population, they want to stay active. They want to have certain amenities and certain things available to them. Our facilities are very spacious. Our apartments are very spacious with kitchenettes, very active programming with recreational therapy to keep our individuals that reside there active. We also offer transportation to appointments. And again, we just like to make sure that our individuals are comfortable in their setting, and again, that they feel secure and they feel safe in their surroundings.
And how do you advise the loved ones to start that discussion with their elderly loved one about moving to an assisted living? Because some people are very non-receptive to that, even that discussion.
Right. And we encourage our patients and their families to start the discussion early. I know that the last time you interviewed me, we talked about advanced care planning. And that is one way that in my job duties here at our organization that we do talk with our patients, not only about it completing advanced directives, but that is part of starting the discussion about your not only your health care, but about assisted living or skilled nursing placement. We also have a skilled nursing setting on our campus here as well. It's never too soon to start talking about those decisions and just to know what's available in your area. Again, we try to offer our patients and individuals in the community the options of our anything from our assisted living to our independent living setting to our skilled nursing short-term rehab setting as well.
I think one of the biggest concerns for family is cost of these places. So explain what you tell people about the cost versus what they're getting, whether insurance will help them pay for some of this. Talk about the cost a little.
Well, there's different types of costs when it comes to assisted living. Obviously, there's a differential in unit size. When you're looking at some of these assisted livings, they will have different sized apartments and the types of services needed. We offer at our assisted living here on campus, Country Gardens, is an all self-pay assisted living, but we do also have the different sizes of apartments that are available. So if someone has, an income that they can maybe afford a bigger floor plan, that's wonderful. But we also have some options where there's a smaller floor plan option, too, for those that maybe can afford that option. We also accept in our other assisted living, our community-based residential facility, what's called COP funding or Community Options Program funding. Some assisted livings offer this type of, it would be under a Medicaid waiver program, depending on which county in Wisconsin that individual would reside. But there are some different costs to consider. What's nice about our assisted living Country Gardens is that we give a basic monthly rate, and all the amenities are included in that rate. There's no add-on charges and things like that. So that's another thing to look for.
So explain to the listeners what tiered assisted living means and what that means if someone has to change to more care.
We offer in our assisted living settings here on both of our options, we offer different levels of care depending on what our individuals may need. We have tenants that are quite independent to those that need more assistance with daily living skills. And we are licensed so that we are able to keep those tenants in that setting as long as possible. However, if an individual would need a more skilled level of care, or they would need a daily nursing service or more skilled nursing services, we at our campus here have the option of placing those folks into our skilled nursing setting, which is called Aspirus Care and Rehab, but it is right here on our campus as well. So again, we at Aspirus here attempt to keep our tenants and individuals in our assisted living settings in that apartment as long as possible. However, we do have the other services available if they would need those services. What oftentimes happens is a tenant may have a surgery or they may have an illness that comes about, and all of a sudden they need to have a daily skilled, whether it's IV therapies or daily therapy or physical therapy daily, and we are able to place those tenants over at Aspirus Care and Rehab into our short-term setting, and they can receive their skilled services under Medicare. And then they're able to return back to their assisted living apartment.
So wrap it up for us, Sherry, if you would. And just give your best advice to families that are considering assisted living and why they should look at Aspirus for their care.
Well, here at Aspirus, we have excellent care. I've been here for, it was 17 years here in October, and I would certainly place any one of my loved ones here at our facility. We offer quality of care. Very experienced staff, and again, with the continuum here that we have on campus, it's really an unbeatable setting for healthcare needs. I would encourage our families, to again look into that checklist that I discussed earlier. Our facilities here foster independence for all of our individuals, and I think that is one of the biggest things. Of course, we treat all of our patients, tenants, and residents with all the utmost dignity and respect. And again, we have very qualified staff. We promote individuality for all of our tenants, and we allow them to have choices of their care and their lifestyle. We protect their right to privacy, and we love involving their family and their friends in their care, an implementation of their care if that tenant would like that. We offer great recreational therapy and activity programming, keeping our residents very active, and again, a safe and secure environment. So again, I would encourage our patients and their families to look at those qualities in our assisted livings here at Aspirus.
Thank you so much. Really great information. You're listening to Aspirus Health Talk. And for more information, you can go to aspirus.org. That's aspirus.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.